red pill, a colorblind person chooses. This is the experimental stuff. My name is Ellen Ellis. Episode number 3 is here.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai.
The terms, red pill, and blue pill, refer to a willingness to learn a potentially disturbing or life-changing truth by taking the red pill, or the choice to stay in the dark with the blue pill. The term red pill, the red pill and its opposite, the blue pill, are pop culture terms that have become common symbols for the choice between blissful ignorance of fantasy and acceptance of the sometimes painful truth of reality. Horsley also described the red pill as addictive, saying the Matrix was a constant series of choices between taking the blue pill and not taking it. An article written by Russell Blackford discusses the red and blue pill, wondering if a well-informed person would take the red pill when choosing the real world, thinking that choosing physical reality over digital simulation doesn't seem to help everyone. People. While Russell Blackford believes that while the Matrix trilogy is set up so that even if protagonist Neo fails, it's worth taking the red pill because he lives and dies for real, he and science fiction writer James Patrick Kelly, it is believed that, the Matrix, will fight against machines and their simulated worlds. The red pill represents an uncertain future, unbeknownst to the then protagonist Neo, who takes the red pill, a red pill that frees him from the slave control of the machine-created dream world and allows him to escape into the real world, but it's getting harder and harder to live with the truth of reality. At the end of The Matrix, Neo not only realizes that the real world and the simulated reality of The Matrix are two different places, but he is a superhero in The Matrix because it above is just a video game. In the scene where he meets Morpheus, Morpheus starts explaining the idea of The Matrix to him. At the beginning of The Matrix, Morpheus, the leader of the machine fighting group, meets with Neo, whom he believes is destined to end the conflict. Morpheus, later in The Matrix, also offers to sacrifice his life to save Neo. The truth is that Keanu Reeves' Neo was a slave like everyone else, born into slavery but sated with a stupid and fake fantasy land. In a scene from the Keanu Reeves film, Neo learns that The Matrix was a world stretched over eyes to keep him from seeing the truth. In The Matrix, Keanu Reeves' character Neo observes the current life of Keanu Reeves' character and has a premonition, a tangible feeling that something else is going on around him that he and everyone else doesn't notice. In the first Matrix film, Keanu Reeves' Neo took the famous red pill and learned the truth about The Matrix, while the blue pill made him settle for his own false reality, ignoring the existence down the rabbit hole everything of. In the 1999 film The Matrix, protagonist Neo can choose between the red and blue pills, the red pill causing him to escape The Matrix, a computer-generated fictional world, while the blue pill is allowed I don't know what's wrong with being left in this world. The protagonist Neo chooses the red pill and learns what The Matrix really is, a detailed simulation of Earth circa 1999, inhabitants who store their bodies in giant power plants smugly locked in a mental prison, keeping their heat and biological the electrical energy is converted into energy for consumption by the machine. In The Matrix, Morpheus offers Neo red and blue pills. In The Matrix, Morpheus, a handsome bald guy in sunglasses and a black alligator coat, offers Keanu Reeves a choice. Morpheus, Matrix watch scene from The Matrix in The Matrix universe, an authorized member of Zion's team offers a potential person in The Matrix the chance to swallow a red pill. Red shows the real world, artificially built machines to enslave humans. Blue key